Welcome to the Trades Podcast, a podcast about the business of home improvement and promoting the trades to young adults. In this podcast, we talk with business owners, educators, and professionals about the benefits, skills, and related experiences of the home improvement business. Tips to help you with being successful from entry into the trades or established business owners. In this podcast, we hope to influence some young adults that the trades, as a career, is a great option leading to full and prosperous life. I'm Danny Torres, an MC, DJ, and podcaster, inspiring young adults by shining light onto career opportunities in our world today.
And I'm Jeff Mudd, home improvement contractor, writer of the Millionaire Carpenter series, and podcaster.
Stay tuned to 15 to 20 minutes of insightful tips.
Happy days, everybody. Here we are. This is the tradespodcast.com. I'm DJ Danny and your podcaster.
Jeff Mudd, home improvement contractor, podcaster. What a great show we got lined up today, Danny.
Yeah, that's right. Local roofing and solar company right here. We have Sean Preeman. Sean, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome here to our little studio area right here at the BBB, the Ignite Studio. Let us know who you are, the business that you have, and a little background.
Yeah, my name's Sean Preeman with Christian Roofing and Solar. Local company in San Diego doing roofing and solar throughout San Diego area.
Nice. Yeah, Christian Roofing, Inc. Right here. How many years have you been in business?
Going on 24 years.
24. That's amazing. And, I mean, we were just kind of talking in a little bit more before we hit the record button, just more about what the atmosphere is about the roofing and all that. Let us know what you've experienced and what you where you see the kind of the industry of roofing and solar right now within within your company right now.
I think it looks pretty bright. It's going to be a niche market. There's a shortage of talent out there, and this is a good time to consider, working with your hands, and you never know what that could lead to.
Yeah.
But it's a great time for a young person looking for work and to make some good money, to just come fill out an application, and that's where it starts. First step, you got to get out there and fill out applications and try to meet the owner and get a job, get to work.
Yeah. And we talked about maybe like some routes that you can kind of get some more information about roofing, solar, and the whole trades industry and that side of things. So if someone wanted to come up to you and say, how do I get into roofing and solar? What would be the best route that, say, a young adult or anybody that's, trying to get some more information about it, how would you respond to them trying to get into it? Or get some more information about it?
So the best way, like we were talking about earlier, you kind of just, sometimes you stumble into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what you want to do or where you want to go, especially like right after high school. But some people will go to school, and continue their education. There's nothing wrong with that. At least you're learning. And some people, college isn't for them. And they can, Google trades. Google is everything.
Right.
But it's just a little, it's like the icing. You're not going to see the real deal. You'll see little clips here, little clips there. So it's just something, flip a coin. Choose. We do roofing, solar, insulation, decorative concrete. So there's a lot that we do. So maybe you are interested in electrical, mm-hmm. or maybe you want to do, if you want something, to stay in shape and get paid for it, roofing for sure is.
It's a pretty physical job, isn't
physically
it?
Physically demanding. So yeah. You get paid to actually stay in shape.
Yeah.
You get, you're getting a tan, and when I was young, now we have to wear uniforms, but no shirt. Mm-hmm. All day long, so we'd be tan throughout the year and chiseled, and cut, and that helped with our sales.
Yeah.
But I would say that You know, just you got to pick something and just go out, fill out an application, and you got to be persistent and follow up. Don't just want and, you know, and don't think about it. Keep calling, you know?
Yeah.
And try to talk to the owner, like we were saying, and just give me a chance, you know, that you just, it's attitude.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, being that you mentioned, you know, being out there, outside, working on, you know, exciting jobs like roofing and all that, keeps you in shape. You know, being that we're in, your company's based in San Diego, that's almost like year round. You can be doing that. You know, sorry for all our listeners that might be on the East Coast, you know, during the snow, having to do some roofing, but hey, still staying in shape. Like you said, it's an honest trade that it's, like you said, there's a shortage and of talent out there. You know, what ideal candidate of a employee would you be looking for right now? You know, if someone wanted to reach out to you.
There's so much. I mean, it goes from not only in the field, you know, to installers and technicians on both the roofing and solar side of it. There's electrical that, you know, is there, but also on the office side. Mm-hmm. So say someone did go to school for 2-3 years, you know, take business-related classes like QuickBooks or, and you don't need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for these. You can, you know, office management, accounts payable, receivable, even just phone skills and etiquette, answering the phone. That's where it kind of, you can fall into this, where it's so much to be done, both on the brain side, it all takes your brains, but I'm saying the roofing infield, there is some brawn that we need there. You got to be in shape. And that ideally we're looking for a young guy, good attitude or gal. And that just wants to show up every day and excel, because those are the people that we notice and who advance quickly.
Yeah.
And go on to, you could start as a roofer in 4 or 5 years. You could be a foreman of those guys. Then the next position's a supervisor. Each position or advancement is more money and benefits. And if you love what you do, the money's secondary. Mm-hmm. And you'll start growing, and then you get into sales. Mm-hmm. And that might be a world, that might be what you were born to do.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that, you know, it's something that you do have with your employees within Christian Roofing is the product training, right? Do you have product training for, say, you know, obviously the installers is one thing, but I can imagine that your supervisors and your foremen already have this knowledge. What's that process like of, you know, really understanding the sales portion of knowing the product?
So you do got to know your product, and that's why a young person, if they just graduated or and they're going right into the trades or were to work, you know, say get hired by us, you know, they would be learning, you know, from the ground up. And you start pretty much anywhere low man on the totem pole. You do not just go right to the top, and, you know, it takes, you can't buy experience. So you got to start at the bottom and be humble and be hungry. And we have a wealth of talent on our team. Mm-hmm. And for a young person to just, they could learn so much. We could just dump all this knowledge into them. The reps and the products, there's so many different roofing materials, and it's highly specialized.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to start them off, like you're saying, Sean, stripping a roof, doing some cleanup. When you're done stripping the roof, makes a mess. But they're out there assisting your installers, putting the roof back up. So they're humping materials up to the roof, right?
Yeah.
Then, so they're working, they're getting on-the-job training on different products on how to install it, whether it's a roll roof in. Do you guys do hot mopping, or is that even a thing anymore?
Believe it or not, I still have my kettles. And with the COVID going on and all these shortages of materials and everything, we cannot get these highly specialized stuff, you know, or the different types of roofing. So we are ready to break out the kettles again. And that was the funnest part for me when I was in the field, was hot mop.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I love the smell of the hot tar.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean is a different breed, that's for sure.
That's a unique smell.
So working with guys that have got the experience as a new guy in the roofing, they're going to learn different styles of roofing, different insulation protocols, techniques. And you were also talking about safety. You guys got a good safety program, it sounds like. Tell us a little bit about that.
Safety's number one. And we really emphasize and are on top of it. That's even opening, you know, or position. I have had guys that I have put through school. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars investing in them, where I'm paying them not only to come to work, but I'm putting them in, I'm paying for their education, for safety. And
so they've done OSHA training, standard 40-hour training?
OSHA 30, OSHA 40. They got train the trainer. And these guys, it's opened doors for them. You know, I obviously like people to stay. And, you know, we have guys that have been there 20 years. Guys that I worked side by side with that are still here. So that, I think that says a lot about our culture is people. We have a lot of old school people.
But, you know, the old saying though, you know, am I going to invest money in somebody and then they leave and go someplace else? Or am I not going to invest money in somebody and they stay?
I've had that too. That's the most frustrating thing is grooming these guys. And they, so we're investing, we're teaching you a trade and you're getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're getting paid good. And all of a sudden, 2-3 years in, they go somewhere else because they got offered $1 more, $2 more, whatever it is. Hey, right? And they leave, right? And they always come back.
Yeah.
Because I make sure these guys go to work every single day. You know, even if I have to break even.
Consistency in the hourly wage thing is huge important. That's always been a thing at my company also, Sean.
I had to put my foot down. I told him, if you leave, can't come back.
Yeah.
You know, you just, because if you put your time in, right, and you stay, it's going to be rewarded. So they're looking at that short term, right, and they're making that move for a dollar more. Well, they don't know. They're getting way more if they would have just hung in there. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, but these are usually young, anxious people that want immediate results.
Yeah, it's a long-term career, and it's something that, you know, like you mentioned, it's an education portion that a lot of young adults or anybody that's looking to get into the trades can use for years down the road, you know. And obviously with the companies like Christian Roofing, you see a lot of benefit from staying with companies like yours. You know, the safety aspect, the camaraderie, the teamwork, aspect, you know, of everything that you're mentioning, it sounds like it'd be a super great atmosphere to be around and a professional atmosphere to be around. And it goes to show exactly, you know, why you've been in it for 24 years, because you have that experience and you can pass that on to these employees. And how many employees do you have right now?
There's about 42 of us right now.
Great. Yeah. 42 employees. And how long would you say, I don't know if you know if at the top of your head, how long one of your oldest employees that you've had working for you?
So the longest, I've been in the industry about 30 plus years, mm-hmm. and then in business actually going on 24. So I would say the oldest one is probably 3 years in, so about 21 years.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Call them the old OGs, the original.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're still with us, and he's making good money.
Yeah. And what is that step like? You know, say like you said, you know, someone coming out of high school and they go through these steps. So they go. I know you mentioned from possibly a helping install and move around the products, and you said foreman, supervisor. After supervising. Does that kind of go into, say, like inspections or estimators or project managers?
You know, it's constantly evolving, but typically you start out as a laborer, and that's pushing the broom, you know. You got to make sure, though, that when this is one thing that I could tell young people, and this is me, pushing that broom is just as important as nailing down that roof or screwing the roof or whatever you're doing. But the secret is you're low man on the totem pole sweeping the grounds. Get those grounds done. Don't mess around and get your butt back up on the roof. That's noticeable. That's where the foreman and the second man, they're going to take you under their wing and they want to invest in you, right? Because you're motivated. Mm-hmm. Not the guy that's just kind of, you know, pushing the broom, taking his time.
Yeah, the guys on the roof can see you lagging.
Yeah, they see you down there. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
And I want to touch on that point for the customer's point of view, John. Customer comes home, and what do they see? Are they climbing the ladder to inspect the roof, or are they going to see how the rest of their house looks?
That's all they see.
Pile of dust, the roof and stuff laying on the side because you didn't clean it up right.
You got trash cans, and, you know, roofers for a long time had bad reps. We've tried to take it to the next level, like a corporate, you know, professional, uniformed employees. But when I was doing it, there was no porta potties, something as simple as a porta potty.
Yep.
And that kind of sets you apart. I mean, there was days guys had nowhere to go, so you're going in a bottle and you cap it in a, you know, and it's on the ground and the customer sees that. That's not cool. You know, so you have the porta potty where you can wash your hands. So it's just a different, you tarp the grounds, protect their shrubbery, and you're respecting other people's property, you know. And you're right, Jeff, that's, they don't see what's going on the roof. When they get home, they don't want to be tripping over tarps and backing up and they're getting nails in their tires. So that is just as important.
Absolutely.
As the roof.
Yeah.
But getting back, so it's the labor that you put your time in as a labor. You kind of come up. The next thing is you're kind of like a crew leader, like a second man, where you're second in line to the foreman. Mm-hmm. And that is a position where you have your own team. I put all my guys, crews, in groups of five, right? The five is a perfect number to get any kind of job done. So they become like a team. And you're kind of, it's a camaraderie. You know, you're part of something.
Yep.
And once in a while, if we have big jobs, we'll put multiple teams together. But you know, there's a foreman, there's a leader, right? So once that person is getting it down and he's excelling, next position's a foreman. And you'll have your own crew.
Yeah.
You'll have four or five more guys that you're going to, the buck stops with you. You're responsible running that job from safety to the installation, communicating with the supervisor, you know, taking pictures. We do a lot of photographs. So after foreman, you got the supervisor. So the supervisor will manage crews. And we have five crews right now, and I have two supervisors. So they'll split it up. You know, one supervisor will take care of crews one and two, and next supervisor take care of the three, four, and five.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a pecking order.
Yeah.
You know, like the military, they have it down for a reason. So, you know, labor, crew leader, foreman, supervisor. After supervisor, you know, you may love that position, and some people don't want to own their own business. Obviously, we all want to own our business, but it takes a special kind of person to own your there's so much going on. And some people don't want it, quite frankly. They'd rather they're being paid well, mm-hmm. and they can work their, you know, 8 to 10 hours and turn it off and go home and have a life.
Yeah, quality of life is sometimes very important to somebody. And if they're making enough money, they can take care of their family, have a house, you know, put their kids through college. You know, that's Absolutely. What a lot of American dream.
It's the American dream. I have a lot of my people that have been with me have their own homes.
Right.
In cars. So, and I feel proud and to be a part of that. and we kind of all came up together. And I love to give back and put everything I have back into the company. After supervisor, then you get to, or you after, even after foreman, mm-hmm. you could go supervisor, kind of if that's your, if you want to stay in the field.
Yeah.
And that's kind of your, like your last, you can either stay there, supervisor, or from that foreman position, or you can go into sales and be an estimator. And we usually will start them off on residential, you know, we'll, they'll do ride-alongs with other senior and tenured, you know, salesmen. And the beauty is if they go this route, now they know labor. Now they know, you know, product. And they can talk the talk because they walk the walk, right? And so they're not just, now they're using their brains and they have all this product knowledge and they can put it all, tie it all together mm-hmm. and speak intelligently to today's consumer, because today's consumer is not the consumer of yesterday.
Absolutely. The internet has changed that. There's so much information out there for every person.
Yeah.
Information overload. So these guys are educated, and if you don't have an answer, or if that, that consumer knows more than you, that's not good.
That's a deal killer,
that's
isn't it?
That's a deal killer. If they're asking you questions and they know, believe it or not.
Right.
So in sales, you can, you know, the sky's the limit. You guys, then, you know, it's residential. Then you get into commercial estimating, and that's where people will do drawings and schematics, and it's a lot of work. And, you know, usually those are low bid, and you might have to do 100 bids to land one. You have, might have to bid 500 million mm-hmm. to land 5 million,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So, and then from there, you could, next thing you could go into solar. There's the whole solar side.
Right.
And then if you wanted to, and if you had the drive, you could start your own business. You could take, this could be a stepping stone, and you could go off on your own. And I think that would be pretty cool to have employees go out on their own and actually support them with work, subbing work out to them to get them to the next level. Someone's always helping you.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know? And I've mentioned before in my contracting career, I've signed for at least 3 contractors, employees to go get their own contractor's license.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. And then to see them excel.
Yep.
And I was talking about guys that would leave. You'd put all this time into them.
Right.
And then you knew they would always come back. But it would be frustrating to put all this money, you know. But it would be a privilege if they were honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And just talk to you instead of just bailing.
Yeah. I hit that just not showing up Monday morning at 10 o'clock, you get a phone call, or they finally answer the phone. Where you at? Oh, I took another job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
So loyalty is another thing, mm-hmm. you know? So you develop, I think, a lot of character. Roofing is an honest living. It's a hard day's work, but you can look back. You know, you work your butt off, and then you look back and you go, damn, I did this. And then it just goes, as the years go by, driving around the freeway or around town, and you can go, I did that roof. Look at that. I did that roof.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
super fulfilling.
My wife is like, got her into, she helped run the business at one point.
Right.
But it's almost like she never paid attention, but now she's looking at other people's roofs. You know, or solar. You can see a bad job or a shoddy yeah. job. You know, I didn't do that, you know, but your name's on it.
Yep.
And I think that's a pretty rewarding thing.
Absolutely. What do you think about technology in the roofing field? Is it ever going to get outsourced or replaced?
You know, excuse me, I was thinking about that. It would be, there's certain aspects that can be replaced, but you will never get out of that labor, that manual labor. You have to, physically, that human element, it's not going to change. Not in my lifetime, not in my son's lifetime. I just can't see a machine. I mean, they're trying. I mean, we do certain types of roofing where there's a robot and you set it to a certain, you know, so it moves by itself and it welds seams at about 800 degrees. And so it takes the human element, the air, out of it. But you still have to do field fabricated flashings by hand. So, no, I don't think any machines or technology is going to take over.
So the quality of membranes is going to improve. The technology and the materials that go into them is going to continue to improve. But I totally agree with you, Sean. There's always going to be hands-on, you know. Our grandkids are going to be needing their roofs repaired at some point, and that's going to be hands-on.
Yeah, it's very trades are great, man. There's a lot of good people.
Yeah, no outsourcing to India on that stuff, is there?
On what?
Outsourcing to India, is there?
No, there is not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, work hard. The American dream is alive. It's achievable. You just got to get out there. You got to put the work in, get your hands dirty. Mm-hmm. And it's those people that aren't afraid that you just stay at it and it will come.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, right here we've been with Sean Preeman with Christian Roofing Incorporated, roofing and solar and more, as he was kind of explaining to us. It's been awesome right here recording at the BBB Ignite studio with you. I appreciate you coming by. And giving us, a really clean, straightforward, insight of the roofing and solar industry that you have here in San Diego. 42 employees?
Yes.
42 employees, going strong, possibly looking for more. So if anybody is looking to get into the roofing and solar industry, how can they reach out to you, contact you, and see if there's any opportunities with Christian Roofing?
We're everywhere. They can go to www.christianroofing.com. We're on Facebook. We're on, we got help wanted signs there. Our number, 619-401-9607. They can call us. Important thing is to get in there. Make that drive. Take that step. Come in and fill out an application. And it don't stop there. Keep call back, be persistent. Mm-hmm. So it was a pleasure being with you guys today.
Yeah, thank you for coming down, Sean. It's been a great having you as a guest on the Trades Podcast.
Awesome.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.